They want to, they are going to have little bodies during the time of accelerated energy. You already have grown bodies in the time of accelerated energy. Do you understand? They are coming in with these little bodies and big ideas. It's your job always to be, let's say, the way shower, the model. And for quite a number of years, your job is to be disciplinarian, to explain, to make the rules, to make the boundaries, and to model and live how you would like your children to live. That means really learning to say no and not to get encountered in fights and screaming and all this kind of thing, but to really patiently be with the child and to explain to them why certain maturation of mind and responsibility must be developed in childhood, must be developed in childhood. Do not put your children on computers, that is our advice. Best for them to learn to play simply, to play with their imagination more than with rooms full of toys, to play in nature, to play fair, to hold them completely accountable for their behavior, to always bring them back to honesty and integrity and fun and gratitude. If you are not of the religious sorts, then somehow teach your children to say their prayers at night, to recapitulate the day, even to say, Spirit bless mommy, daddy, brother, sister, earth, etc. Bring a sacred relationship into your children's life so that they have this respect. And then you are going to have to trust that you can guide them as a good parent. You can look astrologically, but children will show you what they want to do. They will show you what they're interested in. They're all different. You want to help them cultivate, and yet you want to keep them in childhood and not turn them into little adults too soon. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do not spoil them. As a matter of fact, less goes further than more. Do not get in debt for your children. How many of your parents got in debt for you? Probably in this room, none. But how many of you have gotten in debt for your children? Lots of people. It's not worth it. You spoil them. They don't know how to figure out who they are. Let your children teach you. You don't have to overschedule them, keep them in all sorts of activities, but to give them good food. And again, very, very, very low on electronics, TV, computer, no cell phones, no microwaved food, home-cooked food. You understand?
Yes.
Keep them as wholesome as possible and trigger their imagination. Ask them what they dream about. Ask them to color and to paint and to give them old clothes to play with and teach them to build forts and to imagine. And you will have brilliant children.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Question?
Ed?
Ed, yes, welcome.
Do you carry the same signature across time? In other words, my vibration now, is that the same vibration across time?
Whose vibration?
My vibration.
Well, at first you said your vibration. Well, we didn't know if you meant us.
I mean...
You mean Ed.
I mean Ed, yes.
All right. You see, you are Ed, but you are not just Ed. You are, as you well know, a wide variety of characters. So let's say that Ed would have a unique and total individual signature. That even as you change, and of course you have changed in life, and you will continue to change in leaps and bounds, and but you will always have a uniqueness, some unique flavor. If you were a tomato in a garden, and it was a huge, big, gigantic place that grew all sorts of tomatoes, your tomato as Ed would taste nothing like anyone else's. Do you understand?
Yes.
And yet all of your other lives also have a unique signature and characteristic. And